Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
You know, the word master is not used very much in today's world because of some of the bad connotations left over from the days of slavery in our country. But we all do have a master. Something or someone rules us. The question is, who is your master? Now, the Bible tells us that you can't serve two masters. It says you will hate one and love the other. That verse is talking about having money as your master instead of God being your master. Now, Jesus isn't against us making money. He's not against us having things. He's not saying to renounce our treasures, but to relocate our treasures. So it's okay to make money. It's fine to get ahead financially. But understand, what you're blessed to have isn't the end, but a means to the end. In today's world, money is as important as it was in Jesus' world. We all need money to be able to live life. But Matthew says it should not be our master. We shouldn't live our lives just to make money. To be mastered over means you give up freedom to do what you want to do. And now you do what your master wants. That concept doesn't sit well with many people because they want to be in charge of their lives and not relinquish control to anyone, much less God. Anything that is not of God is of the world. We can't let the sins of this world spoil us for the next world to come. We can't let it become our master and then lose sight of our true master, Jesus. Again, the question is, who is your master? This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.